Am I turning it into this guy? Am I that guy?
It's kind of Karen.
Well, we got a guest. How do I do to introduce him?
Yeah, you want to?
Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Stroop is in the house.
Going through an intersection and losing your groceries on a scooter is a tough bounce back.
Oh, there was a guy that had a very loud exhaust on his motorcycle. I go, hey, no, it's too much. You have to be blind for a day.
You know, in those situations, you want to make eye contact. Every time I looked away, it felt like I was telling you I didn't care a little bit.
Listen to what happened to us.
There's a blind gentleman who is stuck on a chair.
But I'm thinking you don't know how to like get it in D.
Yeah.
But you know how
to. And that's very insulting.
Yeah. I mean. Tell him a story about when the Uber that you go, where are you?
So he says, hey man, I'm juicing up. This thing doesn't run off of fairy dust.
The comedians are like the prophets. Oh, what's a gangway? Oh, now it's like a TikTok dance, dude. Must be nice. Yo, what up, everybody? Should I say we are back? Say I'm back.
We are too, but
everybody's
well.
Back. Yep. Yeah. Well, we got a guest, dude. How do I do to introduce him?
Yeah, you wanna?
Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Stroop is in the house, dog.
Hey.
I thought everybody was gonna cheer, but they didn't cheer. No, can we put a laugh track in?
Yeah,
there? Cheer track. Yeah, that's what all right. I should describe that none of us are gonna be on the same camera at once, right?
Correct.
All right, so I'm looking at this camera. Mm-hmm. Derek is this going to make sense?
Yeah.
Derek is to my left, off-centered, mm-hmm. and then you are that way. Mm-hmm. Which cameras do we have? We have these two. Mm-hmm. Me and Derek are kind of looking at each other. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see you.
We did, dude. We just, Alex, I just want to tell the story about lunch yesterday.
Unbelievable.
It's the wildest thing. Dude, I'm not even making this up. It was the most out-of-body experience I've ever had in my whole life. How would you describe our days off on the road? We try to go do something.
Yeah. You go on what we would consider a long walk, which would be about a half a mile.
Yeah. We're like, we don't want to, but it's like, because I feel like somebody's like, you want to play golf and it's sometimes too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need like
we want to swing by a deli. You know?
Yeah. Get a local vibe. Pick up a joke to say mm-hmm. on the show that night. I walked around Chattanooga. I saw this. What's mm-hmm. the deal with this? And then take a nap.
Yeah. Definitely take a nap.
Definitely take a nap. A comedy nap.
I have to have one.
I got that from Leanne Morgan. One time she said, it was like 3:00. She goes, what are you doing? She goes, I'm about to take a comedy nap. I go, a comedy nap? She's like, yeah, we travel in the morning, get to the place and then take a nap. And then we work all night. I go, I don't know why someone didn't coin that phrase before.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
Okay, so we were trying to find, like, we were walking across this bridge, and we were, like, by the water, and I was like, we need, we need, like, a ham sandwich.
You said, I need a ham sandwich.
I said exactly that, yeah. I think. Yo, I'm going to get a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
All right, so we went into the store that we thought the ham sandwich was, and this was my first clue that this place was going to be unbelievable. Because mm-hmm. she goes, are you looking for the ham sandwich place?
Yeah.
Because it was like in a like an antique store. And it said, and they were like, she's like, it's around the corner down the place. And I was like, all right. So we were like, I don't know. So we went around this place and I opened the door and we both said the same thing at the same time.
Yes.
We go, oh, mm-hmm. this is the place.
This is the split. This is the spot. It was packed with people.
It was packed. And let me just say this in the most non-racist way possible. Is that fair to say? There's a lot of black people
in there.
We'll
see in a second.
There's a lot of black people in there. And
we're about to find out.
Yeah. Ain't but one way to find out.
It was a lot of, no, not black. There's a lot of ethnic people in there.
Absolutely.
And it was like, if you go to like a Jimmy John's or like a 12 South, you know, 12 South is very white.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, they just like this place because it's commercial. This place was... The tables were...
Had a real mom and pop feel.
Very.
Very
and
much.
And the people that were not in that neighborhood were there.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is where people... This is the one.
Mm-hmm. And it also had the dead giveaway. The guy that was bussing the tables was 63 years old.
Dead giveaway.
Dead. If the kid's 19 and he's bussing tables, you're at a chain restaurant.
Yeah, 100%.
But that guy helped make the menu and now he cleans plates off.
And there was also no menu.
There was no...
That's a dead giveaway.
All the sides were homemade. Like if you wanted sides or anything, like it was like a deli window at Winn-Dixie. Yeah. Like your potato salad, your coleslaw was all homemade.
Yeah. Tell that joke about where if you see it like in the South.
Oh, in the South, the worse the venue, the better the food.
Yeah,
if you're ever
yeah.
driving through Dixie and you see a porta potty billowing smoke, pulling in order the full slab. Yeah, that's just true. That's just true. The math on that checks out every time. For where we're at, I mean, people think rib shacks are made up. No, rib shacks are real.
Rib Shack, this restaurant, is made up, but if it's, it doesn't have a name.
For sure.
It's the rib. And the tables were like old, very old carpet. Mm-hmm. And like people that in that it was a very touristy neighborhood, but it wasn't on the main. It was like around.
It was.
Like you don't find this place unless we just happened to stumble upon it.
We did.
But so we ate everything. The place is unbelievable, by the way. I wish we could shout it out.
You
remember?
Yeah. Big River Grill, okay. I believe is what it's called. I'm not positive.
Alex, listen to what happened to us.
Me and John are in a very serious conversation.
We were in
over our ham sandwiches. We'd gone down a rabbit hole.
And, serious.
Yeah, yeah. And so over John's right shoulder, I see a blind gentleman pinned against another man's chair.
This is real.
Okay. And I'm trying to listen to John pour his heart out to me. And you know, in those situations, you want to make eye contact. Every time I looked away, it felt like I was telling you I didn't care a little bit. Yep. But behind you was a blind man stuck to a chair, and he's tapping the man's chair. And he's going, are you in line?
It was like a church chair where it had two, like.
And there's a man sitting in it at a table. It's a single table with his significant other across from him. And the blind man's stuck at
behind
the table.
Behind him.
Yep. And he's tapping his chair.
And he's with a woman at the table.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tapping a man's chair, and he's going, are you in line? Well, he asks that question 3 or 4 times.
Are you in line? Yeah.
The man that's sitting in the chair, getting his chair tapped on by the blind, is not responding. He's actually sitting like this, and he's just looking, and I'm coming unglued.
Because
I'm like, just tell the man that you're not in line.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Just say.
And about this time, I've drawn enough attention to it that John turns around.
No,
John,
you go, I got to stop you.
I was
like crying.
Yeah.
I was like, my dad didn't come to my softball games. And I didn't make that. I just made that up. My dad never came to my games when I was in here. Like, hey, John, I want to give you this, but there's a situation.
Yeah. And before I could really finish, I was like, there's a blind gentleman who is stuck on a chair. And John whips his head around. And John gets up immediately. He does.
Yeah, I don't.
Because there's no way you believed that this is what was going on.
No, I get up to solve it.
Okay.
I go, well, let's you ever this. Bet, like... You ever been in like a situation where like in public when you're like at a bar and you go, I have to intervene here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like absolutely. What? Yeah. You have an example?
Yeah. Like miscommunications between like the bartender and somebody.
Hey, like, I got to go. I need to be like involved. Mm-hmm. Like I was on my phone the other day, and I was in the Gulch, and there was a guy, you'll laugh at this. There was a guy that had a very loud exhaust on his motorcycle, very loud, and playing music very loud. And I go, hey.
Yeah.
I did. I go, hey, no, it's too much. Like it's too much.
Like a 106-year-old man.
Yeah. And Lydia was like, hey, I was on the phone with her, and she goes, don't just let him. I go, no, dude, there's people here. You can't bring your insecurity or need for attention into me.
Yeah.
Like, but what do you do? Before we get back to the story, do you let stuff go like that? Because you used to work at a bar and stuff.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to size up that guy on the motorcycle before I holler at him. Like, you're pretty brazen to just turn around.
I go, hey,
this guy's got Hell's Angels on his neck, and you're like, that's it. I mean, that's
– I'm wearing skinny.
I'm going to look at him. If I think he's like an uncle or a pawpaw and he's got like sandals on, I'm going to step out and go, hey, Bubba, we're going to draw the line. But if he's got enough neck tattoos, I'm going to let him listen to the Charlie Daniels band as loud as he wants.
I got Activas and hair gel. And he's like, I can't listen to this?
Yeah.
You know what? You're good. I thought you're good.
Yeah. On the motorcycle is a lot different than being inside a vehicle too. Cause he's only going to do a quick leg swing and he's next to you now.
Yeah, exactly.
He just,
and I've always hated to pick on somebody your own size. Yeah. Never. Look how big I am.
You size it up.
I'm going, I want you smaller. Yeah.
I just don't like I was telling somebody this story. We were down on Broadway on the walking bridge.
Yeah.
And there was a guy down below there. I was with my two buddies and his kids. And there was a guy down there that was sitting down by the water, and he was naked, all the way naked. And we couldn't see. It was kind of a long way away. And the kids, we kind of just went the other way, and we kind of just walked, and we went on our way. And then the kids They got in the Uber and they all went to the airport. They had to go home. And I go, I'm going to go back down there. What's going on? And I went back down there and the guy, and I don't know if you guys are going to be with me or not. I called the cops. You can't do that.
I have questions.
I mean, dude, everybody's not, you're not going to go to yourself. Oh, the camera's not on you today. Dude.
It was just on me.
Oh yeah.
I got one.
All right. What?
Was he homeless?
That doesn't matter. I believe so.
Okay.
But one time, this is too much information, but I lived with a family and there was a domestic issue between the, I was staying at their, I was living with them. I was 25. Like a
host family type.
They having a, let's just say they were having a domestic issue.
Yeah.
Physically. And I go, all right, if I call the cops, it's going to be a whole thing. Like he might lose his job. He was he's going to do that. And I go, well, that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. No, I mean, dude, why I always do this, and then no one's ever on my team.
But no, I think in the last minute and a half, you yelled at a guy to turn down his music, and you called the cop on a naked person.
All right, well, so you would just let the naked guy go?
I would, unless he was like sprinting through a crowded group of people, like a crowd, or like being
a disturbance.
Being obscene.
But I would get arrested if it was me.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the story of like the old lady that said that the guy next door walked around his house naked all the time. And when she called the cops, they came over and they said, we can't even see your neighbor. And she said, well, you got to stand on this stool and get on the counter and then you can see the neighbor perfectly fine. You know, it's like sometimes you got to mind your own business.
That's what I was doing.
I mean, you got to mind your business a little bit.
I did go back.
Yeah, you do. Going back is wild. Now, if he's chasing you and he's naked, I think it's time to figure this out.
But I just don't, like, I just, that's.
He did go back.
Yeah, going back is why. You know, everybody's, like, getting in the car, and you're like, you know what? Give me just a second.
See the naked.
I'm going to save the rest of Nashville. And
all right, so you said, all right, so he's down there, and you're like, because you said, is he homeless? Is there some kind of mental.
Like, is he bathing in the river? Like, is this the only shower he really gets?
No, he was sunbathing.
Okay.
Which is like.
That's a no-no.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
No matter. But you would have just said, that's weird, but I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm going to call 911.
I'm going to go back to the scene.
Yeah. Wait, am I turning it into this guy? Am I that guy?
It's kind of Karen, man.
Shoot, dude.
It is.
I just justified it by I love the city and I love people coming to experience the city and how amazing it is. And that. A lot of people, I go, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's against. If I did that, I would be arrested.
Yeah. I mean, you have expectations for your city. I mean, you obviously
care
about
it. Very proud of it. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so that's this is who I am. So we've established that. This is who you are.
Yeah.
So the blind guy is trying to find out, he goes, are you in line? Repeated it. Are you in line? Mm-hmm. And the other guy, not listening.
Not a word. Kind of like, he's not saying a word to
not
the guy.
A word. Yes. And you go, hey, and I immediately go, I'm not going to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what happened?
We both get up and we walk over there and I'm kind of keeping my distance because I'm pretty frustrated with this guy.
He bothered me a lot. I thought he was just,
to me, he's openly ignoring a blind man who was asking him a very simple question.
Yes.
And it was making my blood boil.
Yeah.
So I stood back. Once John got up, I got up too. You know, I mean, if somebody's going to go be a hero, you're going to have to go. I'm not going to sit there in the table. So we walk over there and John's helping this guy. He's like kind of turning him and talking to him and trying to. And so I walk over and I kind of take him from John. And I see John trying to communicate with the guy at the table. And what did you find out?
Well, then so I went back to Derek and I go, dude, the guy doesn't speak English.
The guy who wasn't answering him.
Yes. Exactly.
Can you believe the perfect storm? A blind man ran into a man that couldn't speak English and they just were just.
We saw it.
I mean, they couldn't get around each other.
No, it was like when I took that driverless car and then there was like a cop, like a directing traffic, the car goes like it just.
They were gridlocked.
Yeah.
And the blind man was becoming, I mean, if we're being honest, he was becoming frustrated. Are you in line? I mean, he's smoking this guy's. And you got to think, now we haven't given this perspective yet, John. What about the guy that doesn't speak English? He just came to Chattanooga to visit some relatives. He thinks that he's being like mugged.
This is his first time.
He's like, there's a man behind me with a backpack and a 7-foot pole. And I don't feel safe in Tennessee anymore.
That's a good point.
I mean, we haven't. He was terrified.
He did look scared,
concerned,
and I was. I saw it for 2 seconds, and I go, "What?" And I was mad at the guy too.
Yeah.
But then you go, "Okay." Now it's like this. It's like, would that be because he? I guess he never saw the guy. Because I think, was he wearing glasses?
Well, who are we talking about not seeing who?
Okay.
All right. I'm just saying.
Don't laugh at that.
That's confusing in this situation.
Yeah. He the guy that didn't speak English. Because if he would have seen, they go, I think that's universal. The stick is universal.
John, if he didn't feel him smacking his chair, I mean, click. Yeah, that's what we talked about this. Yeah. We were frustrated he didn't turn around.
I've lost sleep over this.
He didn't turn around and put eyes on the situation.
Yeah.
He just stared at his wife, I'm assuming,
and
just let this guy smoke his chair just 4 or 5 times.
And how long would it have gone on?
Good question.
That's what Alex, it was like, let's say I'm the kind of guy, again, dang it, I feel like I'm not the good guy here. I did help. But if we go to like a restaurant where like we all order drinks, I'm going to give it, what do you have? Jack and Coke, I'm going to the bar and I'll get them and bring them back. And y'all, I just take it into my own hands very quickly.
I've watched you do it. You're really good at it.
Very quickly.
Like very proactive.
I'm in charge. Not mm-hmm. I'm in charge, but like I'm going to.
I'll take charge.
Yeah. So how long? But I got buddies that like we talk, like no matter what they bring to the, what order, if it's wrong, if it's, I got a side of fries, they just go, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And they cut in line at the merge. They merge very first. They mm-hmm. just don't want to.
They don't want to rock the boat.
Anything.
You were about to ask the real question, though, which is, are you in line universal?
Are you in line? I walk in. I go, are you in line?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you in line? He's talking about.
So he should have turned around, is what I'm saying.
He didn't speak English. But a tap
while you're standing in line is pretty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's everybody.
If I go to Argentina and you smack my chair enough, I'm going to turn around, look at who's smacking my chair. And I don't even know a word you're saying, but could you tell me why you're smacking my...
We've lost all our Argentina
and
fans.
How many neck tats do you have before I...
Yeah, because I'm not going, you know.
But what I think I was frustrated with, like, I understand they didn't speak English, but to just like...
Just clam up.
Just, I don't want any part of this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on right here. I'm just going to, like a turtle, just...
Yeah.
That's your plan?
I mean, it was just as I agree. I mean, that's not the way to handle that.
Listen, I'm not like the most relationally like equipped guy, but like as a woman, don't you want to be with a guy that's like, I got it?
Yeah.
I think. Do you?
I mean, you want to be with somebody that turns around.
Or like, hey, go handle that. Yeah. Now, I would just try to fight. I don't know. I wouldn't fight anybody. I've been in one or two fights. But I had to get out of them. I didn't stay. You've been a couple.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah,
nobody, you don't want to do that.
But I always said, like, if you pull up to a stoplight and there's a guy next to you, and you're like, what's up? And you're like, what's up? You're looking at me and you fight, you pull over the cars, fight.
Yeah.
Both people lose.
For sure.
Because what are we doing?
Well, it's not worth it because after this red light, we might not see each other again.
Yeah, like at a sports game. Like you're a Raiders fan, I'm a Chargers fan. Let's fight in the parking lot. Both, it's an L both sides.
I agree.
But if someone slaps your girlfriend's butt, you fight that guy and lose, you still win.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you go, I guess the concept is where are we standing up for, say, enough, no more? Because I go, enough. With the guy, the motorcycle guy, but if he would have said, "Huh?"
So you just have a lower threshold. Yeah, you have a lower threshold for what you said.
For enough of this.
Yeah,
yeah,
if you just saw him drop that kickstand, you'd have been like, "Yeah."
I go, I would run away.
Yeah,
I wouldn't run away. I might run away.
Yeah,
but I just go. I don't like the motorcycle guy's insecurities or in his like need for attention. He's got this huge motorcycle with just. Talk to a therapist, man. Don't bring this to us. And there's hundreds of people around here. I know everyone's annoyed. But I guess on an airplane, I just have to just...
I got a question for you, John.
What?
Are you more annoyed by loud music or loud vehicles?
Vehicles.
Doesn't it just strike a chord? When people drive by and their cars are loud,
yeah.
it it sends something like down my, I cannot handle it.
I'm like, dude, you got bullied in high school. Okay.
Like, how is that enjoyable?
A professional. You're just going to put your insecurities on everybody else at all times. And people think that men with loud, like, exhaust or loud music or like a subwoofer, that's not really a thing anymore. Did you grow up like that?
Yeah, big subwoofers for sure.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't have them, but yeah.
Why didn't you have them?
I couldn't afford a car in the first place, so putting subs in it was tough.
Yeah, I didn't. I had a Volvo, so that was a tough...
Yeah, you don't want to come through banging in a Volvo. Yeah, it was a tough sell. That's not to look.
It was a tough sell.
Yeah.
It was my parent. I couldn't really customize it.
Safest car on the road, but the guy in it, dangerous.
Listening to 50 Cent.
Yeah.
I've been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In a Volvo?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right. So so the guy, we got up, solved it. And then the guy came over towards our table,
mm-hmm.
and he was like,
he started talking to us, and he got it kind of lost again around our table.
And he was kind of going towards the wall.
Mm-hmm. This is the blind guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was going, what was he saying? Like,
just asking questions. What'd you eat for lunch today?
He goes, was Earl here?
Yeah. Was Earl here? And I told him I befriended a guy in college. He was blind and he was in one of my classrooms, and sometimes when he would get a little lost, he would start talking, and they want you to talk back
so we can get some bounce back.
Yep. and it's to them, maybe it's a little awkward, so they're just trying to keep conversation.
Yep.
but then we had also gathered
that by what he was saying that he comes in a regular.
Yeah.
Or he knows, he goes, did you talk to...
He knows somebody in there.
The pork and cheese, or whatever, the name of the...
Yeah, I said, I got the ooey gooey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is now, the situation has been dissolved.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy from whatever country, I wish we knew his country so we could make jokes about him, but we...
Yeah, I said Argentina, and I thought that was pretty, that's a great country.
Dude, Argentina?
Yeah, they have phone parties and avocados. I think. I don't know. I used to watch. Y'all used to watch.
I know what you're about to say.
Wild on E.
Wild on. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. I grew up in a Christian home, of course.
Come on.
DirecTV?
Yeah.
What, I want to know what channel that is. 245, I think. I knew MTV is 331. ESPN is 206.
Yeah.
On DirecTV. What did you grow up with?
We had basic cable for the most part.
What were
but
the channels?
My grandma had DirecTV. I know ESPN's 206. 206, for sure,
yeah. What did you grow up with?
Cable and then DirecTV later on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about the time I moved out of the house, they got DirecTV.
I don't know. I have Xfinity now. I don't know any of the channels.
It's wild. Yeah.
Do you
know my channels?
Yeah, no. ESPN is now.
No, no idea.
No idea. Do you?
No.
That's wild.
Well, I just plug it in. I go ESPN.
Do you know your? Yeah. Do you know your? App. Yeah, I do it. I have, again, I don't want to flex, but I go ESPN with the voice.
Oh, there. I have voice too.
Again, guys,
I
guys.
I could have said that. Yeah, I have voice too.
I go ESPN, and then it goes on.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You go The View, and it comes on. That's what you do.
Oh, it's already on.
Yeah.
Do you know your wife's cell phone?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Do you? Your girlfriend's?
Yeah.
You by heart.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it right now, but she's a smoke show.
Yeah, no,
show.
Don't do that.
You know what I mean? Okay. I'm not trying to put that out there.
Yeah, no, that's not why I was asking.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't.
Look, John's smooth with that. Do you know your girl's number? Well, then tell it.
That's
if
crazy.
You know it.
That's
yeah.
crazy how he just almost did that.
That is really smooth. I've never even seen that. Was the you almost got it out of me. And Alyssa's like, who's this guy? What?
I don't. I know my best friend Isaac's home phone number when we were kids.
Oh, yep.
And I know my parents. My home when I was growing up, mm-hmm. So I think they still have a landline. Those are the only two numbers I know.
They still have a landline.
And so whenever I do like emergency contact, I put those in because I don't have to look at my phone for like we went skydiving, like, who's your emergency contact? I said my house phone, which that would never be answered.
I was about to say, John's going to run into something terrible and they're going to be calling his parents' landline. Yeah. And they're like, we can't get a hold of anybody. It's because they're in the driveway.
Welcome to the Christ house. Or they have like a, thank you for calling the Christ house. We are not available right now. If you leave your name and number, maybe you have to listen to them.
Yeah. It's very clearly a landline on their voicemail.
Yeah. But that, okay. So, well, then the guy was cool.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from foreign country is fine. The other guy was fine. He was kind of fiddling around but lost. But I knew we knew he didn't like want a sandwich.
No.
But he was in there. He came in there voluntarily. And then, but he was kind of lost in the back, but he wasn't uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The scene had been dissolved.
It had.
But then what happened next?
He went outside.
No, no.
Remind me.
The white woman.
Oh, yeah. She came over.
Of course she did.
Yeah,
well,
she did.
Okay.
Of course she did.
So, but this is, we've had this conversation literally every week is like, I'm going to go this far. Mm-hmm. Someone else is going to go this far. Someone else is going to go this far with the vaccine or with any possibility. Like, I'm here. I'm only going to here. Everybody's like, I'll go to here. And mm-hmm. like, so we were like, that was enough for me.
Yeah.
I was, some people wouldn't call the cops on the naked guy. Can that be the title of this podcast?
Yeah.
No? Yeah. Just kidding. No, no, no. Some people would, I go, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
But then but I'm not going to stand around. And the text I got for 911 is like, you need to stay at the scene and wait. And I was like, well, I'm not doing that.
They text you back?
Yeah. 911 did.
So you called them and then they returned it.
I was like, you up? No. I don't know. They have my phone information from my cell phone.
Cool.
Or from my, I don't know. They track you somehow. We're all against the government tracking us, but it was an emergency. We're like, why don't you come get us?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
All right. So then we've done enough here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came over and was like, can I, and like took him by the arm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I spent enough time around like uncomfortable. I was like, no, he's fine.
Yeah.
Now you're uncomfortable.
Exactly.
She was uncomfortable and wanted to be like the hero. And I thought I had gone, but that way, I thought that was too far. That was disrespectful to him.
Yeah.
But
what about with the music? Was it, do you think that was a nuisance to everybody or were you uncomfortable?
You know what? I don't like these kind of questions because then I have to say that I might not have been correct.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think
I go, hey.
Right. I think you're right.
No.
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
Yeah.
But I guess no one else said, hey, no.
Did other people applaud you?
Nobody probably
no.
hear.
Anybody
no.
give you like a, nice man, thanks for doing that.
I'm trying to think if that has happened before when I stand up and be like, enough. And everybody goes, thank you. Like if the guy's cutting in line, they go, no. Everybody else wanted to, but they didn't have. That's what I think in every situation. That is like everybody else wants to say something. I'm going to do it.
Right? Mm-hmm.
But it's probably not true.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I thought the white, all right. So when I was in rehab, people would come in, like new people would come in all the time and people would, you sit in a circle, right? There's 13, 14 people. This is going to blow your mind. And sometimes people would have a breakthrough, like emotionally, and they start crying. They start bawling, crying, mm-hmm. bawling. And if you've been around those situations long enough, that is very, you love that for that person. Mm-hmm. It's a very healthy emotion to experience. And it could be happiness, sadness, pain, joy, anything. But the tears are their emotion. You're feeling those things for the first time is amazing.
Yes.
And every time, it's usually someone new, will get up, get the Kleenex, because he bring it over to him. And they crush that person every time. And the rule in rehab, you never bring the Kleenex over to someone. Why?
I mean, I would say to assume that they need it.
Because you are uncomfortable.
Oh, gotcha.
With them crying.
Wow. Yeah.
And I go, and that's what I feel like that white woman was doing. Now, the situation was fine. And to someone experience that level of emotion and the cleanse of a feeling the pain of a,
I agree.
Maybe a childhood event that they do, you need to let them do that.
Because bringing them that is going to distract them and pull them out of that.
Yeah, moment. And it's going to be like, hey, button this up.
Right.
What you're doing is very therapeutic, but I am sitting across the room. I am uncomfortable by you doing this. And so that's like, it's called like caretaking when they don't need to, that was for the person that brought it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I go, cause every time they're not going to tell you that when you check in, you're like, right. Your life has come undone. You're like, they confiscate like your belt cause that you might hang yourself. And they confiscated my hair gel cause I might like ingest it to get drunk. They don't, that's not where they're going to tell you, hey, also,
exactly.
Yeah. No Kleenex. You're like, what?
Do they stop the person from bringing it over Mm-mm. before they even go?
They'll let them do it. But then the next day they'll crush them. And now if you've been in there for a while, you go, oh, he's going to get killed tomorrow. Wow. Oh, he's going to get killed. But that, so she was, but I guess we had information that she didn't.
Yeah,
because we were like, he's looking, but we knew he was comfortable there. We knew he was a regular, mm-hmm. and he was kind of being jokey, not jokey, but very.
He was light,
jovial.
Yeah,
so I was like, everybody's good here. We can go about eating, and he can kind of. I'm guessing if you're blind, that's just part of the deal. Kind of figuring your way, and you're running into a wall. It's not uncomfortable for him.
Yes,
for her it was.
I agree.
And she literally grabbed him by the hand like an infant and walked him.
Yeah.
I think out, but he didn't even want to go out.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he was in a rush to get out of there, but she walked him all the way to the door.
Yeah, which is, I mean.
And then she probably went over there and didn't even see what we had done and was like, those two guys are just going to let him.
And I'm the bad guy. And I was like, I've solved this whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted the whole time, just to be the hero.
I solved this whole thing. Chattanooga was fun.
Yeah, Chattanooga.
Cool city.
Well, there's something I asked Derek if I could talk about this before we walked in. Derek Stroop. Just tell me the years, amount of years. How long since?
Since I've drove.
I was going to say how many years, and then they have to guess what it was.
Oh, okay.
He's not driven a car in how long?
It's probably been legally driven a car.
Yeah.
Probably been 12 years.
12 years, not driven a car.
Yeah.
I know. I do. One time I go, hey, can you just take the car to the, we've been touring for how long?
A year and a half.
And we do, sometimes we get a rental car. Sometimes we take the tour bus. Sometimes we
different
fly.
Transportation.
Sometimes there's someone that drives us.
That's right.
And I go, hey, I'm going somewhere. Do you mind just taking the rental car?
And
this
I was like,
recently.
This was just a couple months ago. And he goes, like, let me tell you something, John. Yes. My driver's license is a different color than everybody else's. Mine's just a state ID.
Yeah. And it has like a border on it.
Yeah, they make it very clear.
Yeah, that's like, you know, when you're under, you have a driver's license, it has like a little something.
Yeah.
Usually it has a hole in it sometimes.
Back home, in Massachusetts, it's vertical.
Yeah. Just an ID.
That's common too. People always, it really confuses people when you haven't driven.
It confused me.
Yeah.
I go, can you just take it to the airport? He goes, I mean, I'm thinking, this is probably not true, but I'm thinking you don't know how to like get it in D.
Yeah.
But you know how to.
And that's very insulting.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that his first thought was, is this guy can't get it out of park, breaks my heart. I got to be honest with you.
No, I was like, oh.
I mean, breaks my heart.
No, but if I hadn't been on a phone in 12 years, there's different.
You'd be broke.
I wouldn't know how to. Okay. Well, everybody would be like, honestly, it would be nice for a little break. It would be nice. I wouldn't know how to. Because they've changed. Well, they haven't really, a car.
No. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not like they moved the gas pedal and now I'm like, it's kind of over for me. I couldn't imagine hopping back in the saddle, you know?
Yeah, it's the cars in general still.
John, it's going my direction. When I start driving in another 10 years, I'm not going to have to touch. I'm just going to push a button in the vehicle and I'm just going to sit like this.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, true.
I'm not going to have to worry about.
Well, maybe they have the, they don't do the ignitions anymore. That's something that's new.
Let me tell you something. When you haven't drove as long as I have, sometimes I'll like move somebody's car in the parking lot. Exhilarating.
Yeah, it's like a lot.
I'm backing out and I'm like, you know what? Since I'm going to move this car to another parking spot, I'm going to find a good channel.
Yeah, still got
some,
it.
Some good music. You know what I mean? This is a 14-second trip, but maybe they've got some, you know.
Well, who's that? You know that?
Windows down.
Yeah,
arm
exactly.
Out the window.
Yeah. I'm just circling the parking lot.
Are you good? Who's that? What's that comedian from Hickory? Look up comedian from Hickory. What's his name? He's from
Hickory. This is so familiar.
Hickory, South Carolina.
North Carolina.
Look up the Hemi guy. Look up the Hemi guy. This is. I know who this is. I just can't figure his name. John Reap. I got it before.
John Reap.
John Reap's. Don't get mad because I got this before you looked it up. Did I not?
True.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. John Reap's one of my favorite comics. His closer. Is he's sitting in a, he's like, he's going back home, sitting like when I was in high school and he's cruising down the strip and he goes, that's dated.
That is.
But not dated because he's talking about his high school, but I don't know if a kid.
No, they wouldn't know what.
If you sit in and go this.
That's a TikTok dance right there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
First of all, getting in a truck and starting a truck is a TikTok dance.
Yeah.
All right.
we're rolling windows down, you know.
You're doing this. You're putting it in park. You're driving. Yeah, it's what's the jumping rope?
Well, no, this is the double window.
Oh, did you get in both windows?
Small car. Yeah.
all the things involving a car are, yeah, are a joke now.
Yeah.
But if you go, if you watched that bit and you were 15, you would go, what is this? Would you not?
Yeah, you would definitely not know what that is.
But this is less funny.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to, and now it's like a, I got in a truck, it was like an F-150 I rented at an airport, and it was in Houston. I was like, I want to do the thing. I'm in Houston, I want to like be a country guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah, so I rented an F-150 from Enterprise. They're like, John, this doesn't really count, dude. But I got a big truck. And it had the it was this.
Yeah, yeah.
To put it in drive. Just have you seen those?
Yeah, just a little knob.
And I go, oh, this feels less.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, excuse me, I'm coming in reverse. Versus like, I'm coming back. Like, you know, like you need to.
Yeah. Yeah, you need more. When it's tougher to change gears, it feels like, yeah.
But you have it. What's the biggest drawback from that?
The grocery store.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do, John. I have to. I mean, I use Uber,
to the grocery store,
but it's such a pain. I envy.
How far is it from your house?
Very close. You know, I live in downtown Denver. Yep, There's grocery stores all around me, but I mean, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't look good when you're on a Lime scooter with 9 bags.
Nah, that
you know?
Ain't it.
I mean, it kind of looks like things have gone off the rails for you a little bit.
Is he okay?
Yeah. But then, you know, you get an Uber and it's just more work than everybody else. And also, here's the thing.
While you're in the checkout, you call
Uber? Yeah. But here's the thing. When you just need one or two items, people can just swing through the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's important for me to get everything I need in that run.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to make this process
go back. Yeah.
All over again. So
the Publix is 2.5 blocks.
Very close to you.
But if I want to go over there and get like some grilled chicken, like some Texas toast or something, and I can get that for the night and walk back with it.
Yes.
But if I'm getting milk,
yeah,
I'm driving there.
That's right.
Because I'm not walking. If I'm getting a 12 pack of Coke, I would never do that. I don't know why I'm trying to cover up that I don't even drink. It's stupid. If I was getting a 12 pack, I would drive.
Yeah.
And it's 2 blocks. But I go, I'm not carrying that.
You have to take that whole like the bit of like making one trip for the groceries. Like you do that.
But all the way home.
The way there.
That's right. And I use the reusable bags because I can get more in it in the straw.
Let me tell you something. Denver, we get it.
That and going through an intersection and losing your groceries on a scooter is a tough bounce back.
Oh, because yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Being 37 and picking up gushers and Lunchables off of a crosswalk in front of other people is rough.
If you came into rehab with that, I would give you the Kleenex. I would go, hey, Tim, hey, listen. The therapist was like, it's okay this time.
But it's just like anything else. When you create a life without it, it's normal to me and it's not a strain. It's not, especially with Uber and Lyft living in downtown Denver, I'm able to get wherever I want and the costs balance out pretty well in the long run.
Well, I think that the interesting thing about the human condition is that, like, if you put me in like, hey, John, like the epicenter of like comedy is like, DePaul, St. Paul, like Minnesota.
Yeah.
I go, I don't know. I guess I live here now.
Yeah.
And you'd figure
I've heard
the same thing about disabilities. Like, dude, they lost their leg.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot. And then it's like, the human condition kind of.
You absolutely figure it out.
Yes. And you're like, I could not imagine not being able to see.
Yeah.
And then you're like, he's like, well, I can't see.
Yeah.
And then let's go get a ham sandwich.
Exactly.
Which is
so true. And it really does. And I understand because I drove for a long time before I didn't drive for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for people to wrap their head around how do you live your life without a vehicle? But here's the thing.
Here's
an interesting thing. Me and Alyssa, we noticed this. Our neighbor, they both have vehicles.
Yep.
They come and go 15 times a day.
Yep.
They have created that. They don't need
They don't need that.
But they're out of their car, in and out of their car. And that stuck out to me because I'm like, I live the same life they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not need to be in my car for anything that many times a day. But you create that with a vehicle.
You made that. Yeah.
And it's the opposite way. I know how to live without taking 15 trips.
And you go, I mean, I guess my only comparison would be alcohol.
Yeah.
That I go, there's no way. I mean, we've been to bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I could never imagine that.
Yeah.
When I had it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I go, I don't know, I'm good.
That's right.
Which is like, but prior, you could be like, there's no way. No way. Like, I could never, that guy's, he lost an arm.
It's a great example.
I could never imagine. He's like, yeah, I don't know, I figured it out.
Yeah.
And some things are a pain.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'd have a sense of humor if I had something like if I had one arm and you asked me how I lived, I'd be like, it's not that tough. Hugs are awkward.
Yeah. See, other than that, I think the guy, there's been comics that are in wheelchairs and they give him like a standing ovation. Like, it's a little offensive. It's funny. That's funny. Get out of here. You didn't hear that. Don't laugh at that joke. Yeah. But dude, this might get the place. I don't know if this is like, you know, like, what's it called when they would, when you had like a mental illness and they would like cut your brain in half and like
a lobotomy.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore.
No.
Okay. The place that I went to rehab, this reminded me of it. They did like, this is wild now that I think about it. They said like, my default was like jokes. I always want to make jokes about everything, even very, things that are very serious, very hard for me to, I make jokes. That's mm-hmm. how I cope with things. So they said, they put me on like a joke contract.
Wow.
They were like, no more jokes. That I couldn't make light of things.
Through that.
Yeah, for like a week.
Yeah. You cannot process your emotions through jokes anymore, John.
Today.
Yeah.
Not, at least for, we know that you're a human being. And so there was a guy that was a professional soccer player, and he was a like international soccer player, and he was a model.
Wow.
And he was a model, and he was very into his like appearance,
mm-hmm.
very into his like appearance. And that's part of his, and they made his roommate dress him from Lost and Found.
Are you serious?
For like a week. And he just looked horrific, and he's like, this is but the only reason what it reminded me of this is they made one guy be blind for a day to
I know. Where did you go, dude?
That's wild, John.
They made him wear, and he had to, it was like, because he was like a very self, like he did everything on his own, and they wanted to make him rely on other people.
But you know what though, I'm thinking
that's against the law.
I'm thinking about how extreme those cases are, but the joke thing is probably that extreme for you.
Yeah, I go, I can't live without this.
Yeah.
So he was like very like, I started his own business, a CEO, entrepreneur, and they go, you have to be blind for a day. And he was blind, and they had to like, someone else had to get food for him. And if he wanted to refill, and he had to take him from the class to like the, but they were doing all kinds of stuff. There was one guy that had anger. He had so many anger issues that he was just angry at everything. And they made him a box. They had a box of computer paper. This sounds insane.
Yeah.
And they put anger, wrote it all over it and duct tape, and he had to carry it around everywhere all day.
That makes more sense than the blind thing.
Yeah, because
you're carrying around this heavy emotions for no reason.
And they wanted to explain to him, you're carrying this.
Yeah.
And it's a pain. Mm-hmm. And at dinner, we go to like yoga, and he had to bring it. And like, you're like, hey, they were trying to tell him, you don't have to carry this.
Yes. That makes sense.
Or like a backpack full of like, but yeah, the blind thing was probably too far.
How did it go?
I don't know. I could ask him. I know. I mean,
the next day you should do something that would normally anger him and see how he reacts.
See, is this helpful?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, I can't believe that. Yeah. Wow. But they had when I was on that humor, it was like humor contract. And I was going to come out of my skin because I go, like, that's all we do.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just trash on everything. Like for fun.
Yes.
That's just what a comedian does.
Mm-hmm.
It just like every people get frustrated with me. It's like, oh, like my sister was like telling me about something. I was like, oh, she's like, really? Can you just like for a second?
Yeah.
Could you just be like, oh, it's good. I go, no way. Like that. Don't trust anything.
No, no. Wanna call,
everything's BS. Everything is. I don't buy it. Everything. Everybody. Like if somebody like brings me like a gift. Your default is like, oh, it's very sweet. Mine is like, oh, they probably like want something.
Oh,
or it goes to, really? I bet they were. This is probably a part of a brand deal that they have that they're trying to like, they're like, John, can you just, but I guess that's what we do.
No, and I think that it's a good balance. There should be skeptical people.
Oh.
there needs to be skeptical people. Yeah. There needs, not everybody needs to be just falling in line with everything. You need people sometimes, whether it's, you know, I don't mind that line of thinking.
Let's see if Derek's involved in this. Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking to, I could probably say his name's Joel Smallbone. It's a buddy of mine. He's in a Christian band called For King and Country.
Cool.
We talk, we've been friends for a long time, toured together, not toured together, but we've done shows together. For first time I ever did a show with them was called Summer. Look up John Chris Summer in the Sun. And it's, you're going to laugh at this.
That'd be great.
Summer in the S-O-N.
Oh, Summer in the S-O-N.
Hold on. It's like a Christian. It's like a Christian.
You could keep saying Christian, but it's still Summer in the S-O-N.
No, there it is. There. No, go down to like Summer in the, John Chris Summer in the, go down. It has to be down there somewhere. Because I made an appearance at this like, hold on. What do those say? John Chris in a relationship. What are the recent Google searches? John Chris wife.
Related, not recent.
These related searches. John Chris wife. Two, is John Chris Christian? Wow, dude. That's not for anyone to judge, but I guess they do on the internet. Three, John Chris family photo. Four, Sarah Zanotti, John Chris. That's the girl they make the videos
with.
Five, is John Chris in a relationship? We already covered that. Six, John Chris sister. What does that mean?
These are recent searches. I'm sorry. These are not recent
yours?
Searches. These are related.
This is your, so, no, your computer,
these are,
dude?
Yeah. These
bro,
are all, these
dude.
Are all the things that I want to text you, but wow. I can't, so I Google them.
John Chris sister. Which sister, dude? And then John Chris siblings, John Chris and Trey Kennedy. These are related to the Summer in the Sun.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll let that go. All right. We can't find it. I'm going to say this was, Derek, you'll die at this. I'm going to say this was 2010, maybe. Yeah. So this me and Joel have been friends for a long time. Angela Johnson's birthday party was last weekend, a comedian favorite of mine. We went there. Me and Joel were talking. He's very into the Christian evangelical world. And he tells, he goes, dude, I've watched your videos. And I follow his career. He follows mine. He goes, we need every subculture. He goes, there are pastors and then there are prophets. And he said about comedians, he goes, the comedians are like the prophets. They're the agitators. They're from out of town.
That's right.
They come in and be like, nope, I'm not, y'all are doing this wrong. Why do you do this? You should question your motives here. This seems weird. Leaves. Mm-hmm. The pastor is like the encourager, the shepherd. And he goes, you don't need all prophets and you don't need all pastors.
Exactly.
And I go, I never heard it like that.
Yeah, that's that, beautifully put.
Yes, because there was a whole, if there's a whole festival or whole weekend thing, it's all comedians. It's just like heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we, like if it's all me, mm-hmm. it's too much.
Yeah, that's right.
But if it's all, I feel like if it's too dishonest, we have to be like, hey.
Yep.
And that's all of my best videos that have, I just go, I don't think so. And it's true. And sometimes I don't nail it. We don't get it right all the time.
No, of course not.
Would you say sometimes you say stuff and they're like, no. Or they don't connect with it.
Yeah. And sometimes I like to say things maybe that I don't 100% believe, but I think is a good point and a funny point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I do a dairy bit and I don't believe everything I'm talking about when I'm saying that, but I think I'm making some decent points.
The dairy bit, but the general premise is that like, people are like, oh, I'm allergic to dairy. I'm like,
yeah, everybody's saying they're allergic to dairy, and I go into how dairy's a consequence product.
Yeah, and you had a pound of sour cream.
Yeah,
you're not allergic to it.
There's going
to
be some consequences. Yeah. So there's some things where it's not that I don't believe that there's dairy allergies, which you could take from that if you wanted to. I just think that people are overreacting. So we try to live in that middle line where we're not factual all the time. Yeah. But what about this?
And or I go,
what about
this? And nobody said same with gluten allergy.
That's right.
Do we believe that celiac disease is real? Yes.
For sure.
Of course. Do we believe that it has killed people?
Absolutely.
Yes. Do we believe allergic reactions are real? Yes. But what are we saying?
Mm-hmm.
That this every white girl that has like a poodle is like, I need the order off the gluten-free menu. No.
Exactly.
And that we get lumped in with, oh, John is wants to kill people. Or John, like, no, that's not true.
That's not true at all.
You just go, I don't.
Yeah.
And the reason why I've said this, I need to make this a t-shirt because we talk about this every week. The only thing people are ever offended about is truth.
Every time.
if it wasn't true,
I could make up a lie. It's not going to bother anybody.
People say every week, people say that I'm gay on the internet.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, sometimes they're funny, sometimes it's clever. It doesn't keep me up at night. I hear it all the time. I don't know why that wasn't in one of the recent searches. You want to look it up?
No, I'll just text you that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you don't want to know how many hits this one has.
Honestly, or see the page that I run on the side.
He goes, yeah. You're not. But that doesn't, it doesn't, like, I would think that's funny, or like, I don't know. It doesn't do anything.
But if you were secretly, then of course it would.
Which is like always like Daniel Tosh has so many like jokes like that about like he's in like a purple like bikini or like, oh, you never know. I go, yeah, he's not. Because that's why the jokes.
Yeah.
That's how jokes work. But it's a very, like, we grew up very like, you grew up Christian?
Absolutely.
Like in where like if somebody is like a kid in your youth group was wearing like a pink shirt, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like that. That doesn't. That's not how being gay works.
Yeah, not at all.
No, not at all. They go, "Oh, dude, you like musicals? You like what?" Yeah, that's not. But that's like a joke in like Christian like subculture.
Oh yeah, very much so. Especially at a younger age.
Yeah, younger. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense.
But like for me, I mean, I feel pretty intuitive in general, and like the problem that I would know somebody.
Yeah.
Was gay.
Yeah.
I almost feel like before they did. It's
same, dude.
Yeah. It's like, you're like right, and then they come out and you're like,
I can't believe, dude. That's right. I don't know how many times this happened. I like things that I've made jokes about that come true.
Yeah.
That I've gone, because I miss a lot. I miss on jokes a lot. Dude, you know what I missed on? Mm. We should talk about that. Well, all right. The edit that I had of that video, your edit versus my edit of the girls on the Instagram versus reality.
Yeah.
Y'all had an edit of that. And I go, I want to switch. And mine was too much. If you look at the comments on my video, it's like, wow, dude, this is a little bit like
too far.
It seemed a little heavy handed. But your edit was different. Your edit was different. Yeah, respect. Because I go put this line in about the women, Instagram versus reality. I'm looking for a hot pocket or whatever it was.
Yes.
And a lot of people on mine were like, dude, like we want to see vulnerability. And I go, oh.
Interesting. We got a good fan base then.
Must have. Yeah. People are keeping us on the straight and narrow.
But you also do have to miss sometimes. I think they just
you have to miss. It, right? Yeah. So I miss all the time. And it doesn't really bother me.
Absolutely.
But I've said like I made a virtual reality church. I made that video 3.5 years ago about how you put on the goggles, you sit down and you choose the outfit you want to wear based on the denomination. You choose the sermon if you want like fire and brimstone or like just like a motivational, and like you can choose the lyrics and like, and that exists now. But at the time it was like, oh, this is offensive. And I made playing Guess Who in 2019. This is 3 years ago. And I go, is it a man? Wow, dude, really? Do they, is it, are they black? Wow. And that was the bit, right? And that somebody sent me this week that in real life.
Oh.
About like a person that was like, they weren't doing a bit. They're like, here's how to play Guess Who in being inclusive.
Like these are the new rules of how to
play. Yeah. And I go, when I made this, everybody's like, I can't believe. And now it's like, yeah, that's. And I go, I don't know how many times it's going to have to happen. I'm not saying the comedians are like saving the world.
You did sometimes, say prophets, though.
Well, no, Joel said that. Okay. I agreed, but
yeah,
I'm more of a prophet. What is the role of the guy that talks to the motorcycle guy? He's a.
I mean, I think Karen was the best way to describe that. Dang it. Yeah.
Let me think. How can people weigh in? If they're going to listen to this podcast and think I was talking to the motorcycle guy, was out of line.
Oh, definitely comment on the YouTube for sure. Getting those comments.
Oh yeah. I would love to know. Is there a point for Derek or everybody, point for everyone in here except me. Cause I'm the only guy on the other side.
That's right.
I mean, that's why I had, like, we talked about like the mask thing on the airplane.
Yeah.
Where I didn't have I thought it was dumb to be doing that. I didn't have a proper enough information with it to be like, but if someone next to me on a flight would have been like, hey, my child is immunocompromised, would you mind wearing a mask? I would wear three masks.
That's right.
I just didn't, the information that I was given about COVID, they're going to put a thing on this podcast, but the information I was given was not good enough for me to go, I'm going to wear a mask in the air on a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
But if someone says, hey, would you, I was not wearing a mask one time and a guy was like, hey, do you mind pressing his nose? Cause, and he was in the gangway. What's a gangway when you're going to get, you got to jump off a pirate ship?
Like a plank? Like walking the plank?
Yeah. What's the thing on the airplane?
That takes you to the?
Yeah. Jet bridge.
Jet bridge.
I was lost.
Yeah, I was.
What's the, what do you think?
I didn't know how pirate ship got
go
involved.
Look up pirate. What's a gangway? Look up gangway pirate. Look
I don't
up
know. Gangway it sounds pirate. Like community outreach for Bloods and Crips. You know what I mean? Why don't y'all come down to gangway and we're going to feed y'all? Let's quit shooting each other. You know?
Why is he talking that accent? Yeah, gangway. Thank you. Oh, okay. That's just like one for like a cruise ship.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, the plank is when you walk off to die.
Well, you said pirate ship. And that's planks. Planks are only on pirate ships, I thought. Like, are people walking planks?
What is that? Go look up a plank. Look up a plank.
There's no way anyone's walking.
They're still doing that.
No way.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's like the analogy with you in the car. They're like walking up. Like, what is this? Like, it's a plank. How did we learn about that? Hook.
That's what I was just trying to remember. Yeah.
Hook.
For sure.
All right. How do you walk the plank? Oh, now it's like a TikTok dance, dude.
Oh, and then there's planking, right?
Oh, yeah, planking. Yeah. Go to walk the plank. Go to images. This will tell us. You might have to include pirate on this. Okay, now that's a plank is like a working out. A plank. You like put a...
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, I do.
There it is. Go to that third constantly. One right there. Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah.
You know me. I gave up drinking for planking, baby. I got a couple shirts.
All right. We'll look up like the Wikipedia behind plank, but like by pirate planking, because that is like,
and this will be good because we'll be one of the very few people, trying to figure this out.
Yeah, no one else.
Yeah,
is
no
discovered.
One will talk about this.
All right, in 1769, Moulton-Neer, what does that say? Leonard Clapton and his fellow head officers walked the plank, describing the account of Carradine's and may or may not have been true in case of nothing to do with pirates. Okay, it might not be true, but it was a. It was like to torture someone, right?
Yeah.
And they would have a sword.
Yeah.
And if they come back, they get killed. And if they fell off, they get killed.
That's right.
The funny thing about like ships back then, it was only like 15 feet.
They were like, I could just go. I can.
Yeah.
But I guess they had sails and they would.
And also, half the crew's already died from scurvy. I'll just jump off this plane.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm going to try to swim it out.
I'm good.
Yeah. But yeah. There's a photo of it. Like the conspiracy walking the plank. They. Well, it was in Hook, right?
Yeah, I think they do it in Hook. And you're like blindfolded.
Oh,
and you have to,
you
know, because you have to walk the plank. And that's like what's really important because, so is there, okay, here's my question. Can you defeat the plank?
Yeah, there's no win. What's the point?
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
But why don't they just push them off the edge?
Pretty bored out there.
Why?
Yeah. You got to make a thing of it?
Yeah.
Why can't you just throw them
over? We don't like them. They got caught like sniffing the gunpowder or something in the bear. I don't know. What would if you're discovering the new world? Like, dude, we got a long way to go until we get to the United States.
This guy drank all of our rum.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's a better example.
Yeah.
You got to
get him off that boat.
You got to walk the plank.
Yeah.
They can't just kill him. They got to just.
Yeah. And that might be a less like. Yeah, they kind of killed themselves.
It was like a public. Oh yeah, it's like hey.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah,
it's like don't they have a like a? This is kind of morbid, but in like a if like there's like a somebody, do they still do capital punishment? Like a,
I think it's a state by state thing.
Yes, by gunfire, and they have like 12 people.
Yeah, they do squad. What is it?
Firing squad.
That is an option.
But they
in
have
some
a
states.
Bunch of people, so it's not on somebody's conscience.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of them don't shoot too. I think.
Really?
Like, I think some of the people holding the guns.
I don't even want to look this up. But yeah, don't. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I don't know.
Oh, back to that guy in the airport. We were walking the plank to get on the airplane.
Yeah.
The jetway, a gangway is for boats. People, this is, dude, that's why the it's just a net positive podcast.
Educational.
You're like, hey, how was the podcast? Well, we did learn one thing. A jetway is for a plane. Jet plane. A gangway. Ask to see why they call it a gangway. Gangway is for getting on a boat.
Yeah.
Right?
And I can't wait to use
that. That's a gangway, and you guys are like, what are you talking about? I knew it was a thing. Platforms connecting trains. Okay. Stand for an old-fashioned gang. Go. All right. So there was a 20-second comment coming. Clear the way. All right. Sure. So I was on the thing, and this was during COVID. I didn't have my mask on the jetway. There was a guy behind me who had a mask on. His wife had a mask on. He had two young children.
Yeah.
Wearing masks. And he goes, hey, do you mind like just putting a mask on? Because that's kind of the rules. And I go, oh, and I probably was like smart with him or something like that. And I probably put it on, but didn't really put it on to just be like very childish about it.
Yeah.
But then like the more I sat and thought about it, I was like, yeah, he's got two kids that he's trying to convince to wear. They're 3 and 4 years old. He's got two kids that he's trying to be like, hey.
Yeah. And he seems pretty polite.
Yeah. And the kid goes, what about that guy?
Yeah.
And he goes, I maybe he didn't even agree with masks either, but he goes, hey, can you just.
Yeah.
And I think I was on the plane. I go, nah, yeah, he's probably right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, but not with the mask, but with the current situation.
And how people ask things matters to me. The other day I got into an Uber, and I'm bad about not wearing my seatbelt in the back seat. Oh. And the Uber driver said, could you put your seatbelt on for me? I don't want to get a ticket. And I hated that so much, because just keep it real. Keep it 100.
Well, you hated that he said that?
Yeah, because I don't. I it just reminded me like growing up when parents would say things. I was like, smarter than what they were giving me credit for, and they would give you bogus reasons. Nobody's getting pulled over for seatbelts. He's never been pulled over for
never once.
Just go, hey man. And you know what I said to him? Because I mean, I can be childish. I said, I don't think they're giving out tickets. I haven't heard about that in 10 years for seatbelts, but I'm going to put my seatbelt on because I'm an adult, and that's what I need to do.
And I want to get to the grocery store.
Well, and this guy, I was coming home from the airport, but this guy, if he would have just been like, put your seatbelt on for me, my man, I would have liked it. So put your seatbelt on so the police don't pull us over.
And that's the same thing. That's no.
No.
No. Well, tell them a story about when the Uber that you go, where are you?
Oh, this is
wild.
Dude. Yeah, this is just earlier this week. It's 17 minutes until he's picking me up. And that's fine.
That wouldn't happen in Nashville anywhere.
No. Yeah, it's super busy. Oh, y'all are going to love this. You know what time it is? It's 4:15 in the morning. There's a 17-minute wait. Okay, the airport's
might be. Well, still not 17 in Nashville.
The airport's bonkers in Denver. So anyways, I'm not like in a huge rush. I've given myself plenty of time. 5 minutes has passed.
By the way, this is going to defend my premise of the whole podcast, because you're on my side on this one.
Yes.
You said, all right. You just
He's sitting there for 17 minutes. He has not moved. You don't get any information. I don't know if his car's broke down, if he's in traffic. Do I need to switch rides? So
you're
sitting
there.
I no words added, no words taken away. Hey, man, I noticed you haven't moved yet. Is everything okay?
All right, pause right there.
Yes.
Would you do that or no?
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Well, you're just checking in. And I am a little worried, because now here's what can happen in the airport game.
I'm dead.
17 minutes goes by and he doesn't come get me.
I've got a problem.
I got to go back to the beginning and run this back. So I'm just checking in.
And if you go by 15 minutes, if you put your phone down and go, I'm going to walk outside of the curb in 17 minutes.
Yes.
That would be a mistake.
So I send that to him. His response. But
everybody would be on get off at different points. If you go 5 minutes, you might go 7 minutes. I might go 3 minutes.
Yes.
But that's where my COVID point was, like, everybody eventually is going to come out of their house.
Yeah.
You're not going to die in there. If they were like, everyone has to wear 3 masks. You got to get vaccinated once a week. You go, I'm out.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. I'm going to the store. I don't care if you arrest me. So you say 5 minutes.
No. I didn't say, I waited 5 minutes.
After the 17.
After the 17.
Okay. All right.
And there's no movement. And I send that message, and he says, he had a Tesla. His name was Eric. He said,
why does that matter?
Because I'm looking for him.
Crucial.
All right. Let me find that black. And next time I see a black Tesla in Denver, I'm going to go, excuse me, man, is your name Eric?
Yeah.
And let's, okay. Wait, so,
first of all, did you say Tesla?
Tesla.
No, you said Tesla.
I hope not.
What did he say?
Earlier, when I was talking to Aaron Weber, I said Mick Jagger.
What is that?
And it's not Mick Jagger. I can tell you that. I can tell you that.
You gave him a soft J.
Yeah, he said, you, is that the, he goes, is that the Hispanic Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Yeah, he goes, Mick Jagger. And I was like, do you know how embarrassing that
Hola.
Is? So anyways, Tesla me with an S.
Mick Jagger. Okay, go.
So he says, hey man, I'm juicing up. This thing doesn't run off of fairy dust.
Oh.
Can you?
That's
now listen,
what I'm saying,
listen,
dude.
My initial reaction 10 years ago, I'd have went, hey, Eric, this won't be tough. You have my address. Come tote this butt whooping over here at my house.
Thanks for cleaning that up for my podcast, by the way.
And for your shows. And for the first 10 seconds, I wanted to fight Eric.
Yes.
Natural. But then you know what I did? I just canceled the ride and I think about him every night. So. And that's what you have to do as an adult, because you know he has my address. I mean, I had so many things I want. Why would you speak to somebody like that, John?
Yeah. Well, all right, so this is like the kind of stuff we talk about on the bus all day. If you in the rehab process, if you think about his side, Alex, he's going, dude, I do that. I pick up people. It's 4 a.m. I pick up people all day. People are probably, where's the, how come you didn't, the traffic, and somebody pressed him in a way that he goes, I'm a fire back, a little.
And this, and you know what?
A little
and
sideways.
Just like being a guy that used to be in retail for a long time, I'm going to tell you how this goes.
Yeah.
You always take it out on the wrong person.
Always.
Because
always.
You never step up when the person that's rude to you that deserves it, you never give it to them.
No.
It's the next person. And then I
get
to you.
They get the consequences.
At the end of our interaction, I don't know, Eric, he might be a monster, but I think, and I'd like to think in my heart of hearts.
I would say something like that.
He would think I came in a little hot on that guy. Like,
and you canceled it immediately?
And I canceled it immediately because let me tell you something. I want to go to heaven and I would have, things might, I didn't. I had a lot of mean things to say to Eric.
That's in the New Testament.
Yeah.
That's the 11th commandment.
Yeah.
Give your patience to your Uber driver.
I can't believe you waited 17 minutes.
I didn't wait 17 minutes.
No, he said
minutes.
Wait five.
Five.
Oh, I thought you said five past the 17.
No. 17 minutes. He still hasn't moved. I waited about 5 minutes before I checked in.
Got it.
So that's why, I mean, I didn't deserve whatever night or day he was having.
Tell me exactly what you said. The exact words.
After he said it?
No, in the text. To him.
I said it just a minute ago. Hey, I've noticed you haven't moved yet. Is everything okay?
What do you think about that?
I think that's great.
That's very, there's nothing there that's out of line. I mean,
Yeah.
I mean, this is my whole life right here. I'm a very excitable person, emotional person.
Yeah.
And I get worked up. Y'all see me. I'll go 0 to 100. Drake wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
So So listen, when situations happen like this, and I love John, and I see what he's doing, you're trying to figure out, what did Derek do here?
Yeah,
what did Derek do? It was too far. Yes, and sometimes, in the rare situation, I didn't do any. This was I just came in, and he was having. And plus, I know Teslas are very cool. But now, because his car runs Oak Bark and High Fives, I've got to wait 17 minutes. If he'd have had regular gasoline, we'd have been pumping and going.
Driving a Ford Taurus, you give him a little bit more, but he's that Eric.
And he's like, well, it's hard to run my car when the sun's not out, you know, and I'm like, okay. I mean, I get that.
And he's like, when you say Eric, his name is Eric and he drove a Tesla, I'm going, oh, I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you might, if there's something else that you might let him go a little bit, but no.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, and in those moments, I'm kind of, I mean, I thought about screenshotting the thing where I had his license plate and his little picture.
Yeah, do a whole thing.
Yeah, and that's not healthy.
No.
But I think I handled it perfect.
Well, I think you take this, you just go, everything is a, when you get cut off in traffic, we talked about this, it's all the stuff from your past. I got fired from my job. I was excited about my birthday party and no one came. No one messaged me when I was in the hospital. All these your stuff. Exactly. The stuff, and you get cut off and you go, that,
mm-hmm.
see,
yeah.
look, no one cares about me. No one loves
that's
me.
Right.
And that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. But you carry all the rest of his day, or yesterday, it was yeah. 4 a.m, he's still like, I don't know why you feel some kind of way.
I'm still holding the thing of paper that says anger on
the anger. You see,
I'm walking
and
around
he is
with
too.
That.
He is too.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But also, let me just throw this out there. If you have a Tesla and you're driving an Uber, you made some financial mistakes.
Yeah,
say that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
like if it pulls up in a Ferrari, I go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you now? Maybe there is Uber for Teslas, or you just requested one.
Oh man, I'd like there to is, lie here, there is but it was just luck.
There is one that's specifically that.
Oh well, it's Uber Black,
or it's a right. It's a whole other app.
Yeah, there is a whole other
Teslas.
App.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think so. They're in like three cities.
Feeling pretty poor right now.
Yeah, well,
have never heard of that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He's like, now I got to carry this around. Just add this.
Well, no, y'all just now. I bet you I can get to Eric if I get part of that. I'm gonna get in that app.
What? You could be like, oh, look
just who
gonna
it keep is. Requesting and canceling.
Look who it is.
Yeah, that looks like him. Yeah.
Oh, Eric.
Honey, we got him.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
go.
It's happening. Yeah.
And I'm going to do the thing from the movie Wedding Crashers. When he comes up, I'm going to go, I find you.
Look who it is.
Yeah.
You can't escape me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like there's some people that have been like critical of me, like on the internet, like this is back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
They're just people spouting things off on the internet is very specific and personal and hurtful to me. And like, if that person knew the amount of brain space that has taken up for 3 years of my life, they would be shocked.
And overjoyed.
Yeah. They just threw that out. And they go, and they hadn't thought about it since that day. I have not stopped thinking about it since that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you, but I have chosen to wake up and put this on.
Hey, I told you this quote one time and you loved it.
What?
The axe never remembers and the tree never forgets.
Write that down, baby.
Come on, man.
Wait, hold on. Unpack that. Let me not say unpack that, because when Christians say that, it annoys me the most.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that. I just told somebody else that, and I go, I hate that phrase so much. All right, say it again.
The axe never remembers and the tree never forgets.
Yeah, it's just swinging.
Mm-hmm. But the axe does all the damage. But the only thing, the tree's the only one that remembers. And that's exactly what you're talking. I've always loved that quote because it's so true. And it's exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Those people are the axes and you're the tree, and they get done making their cuts.
I never forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've been on the other side of that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody, I don't want to give away that happens every time. I go, I don't want to expose that person. Just
but
like,
you've been the axe, you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody goes, I'm going to try to think about this without. So I offended somebody. And it was like 4 years later, you see, I'm here to prove John Crist.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what?
Yeah.
I haven't thought about, I didn't even know I did that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been like waking up every morning
exactly
trying
right.
to like make sure John Crist knows that I'm successful. And I go, what? It just doesn't.
No, it makes perfect sense. There's several people in my life that have said things to me that do not know that I remember them.
Every day.
They would be so shocked. They don't even remember. I guarantee you these people would not remember saying this to me.
Yeah.
But I have never forgot it.
I got a guy when I left my job, I worked at a sports marketing company in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I was starting to become, this was in 2012. I was starting to become decent at comedy. And I was like, all right, I figured out if I made $700 a month, I would be good. Which is why I go, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to quit my job and become. And I had like a party at my office because I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like cake. And I took a photo of it. And it was probably on like a Razor phone. I took a photo of this piece of cake the small piece of cake on a plastic with a plastic fork and a paper plate. And I go, I gave like my, I didn't really, but I gave my like heart and soul for this company.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like,
yeah,
thanks.
It's tough, man.
And I go, oh man, that, oh, I got it now. Yeah, I got it.
That's
now.
Right.
And so there was a guy in there. I was like, they were like, you're going to be a comedian. And everybody's like, okay, I'm sure. Like my parents were like mortified, of obviously. Course. Yeah. And he goes, hey, this is a guy. He goes, we're going to keep your desk open because we'll see you back here in 3 months.
Wow.
Never forgot that. I could tell you, it's like one of those, like, I wrote this about this in my book, like a frozen moment in time. I remember exactly where I was standing. Where he was.
Oh yeah.
What, where my computer was right here. It was on a desk. It wasn't, it was on a table, not even a desk. I remember him. I remember the lady that was standing here, and I remember the receptionist right there.
Yeah.
And I, if I told him that, he'd be like, dude, I didn't, he was just saying stuff.
Yeah.
Just
it, that little nugget was also motivation.
I wrote it down. It's still in my phone.
Wow.
He goes, I'll see you in we'll keep your desk open. We'll see you in 3 months. Which is like, he's probably thrilled for me. And if he did say that out of actual malice, it was because he still works there.
Absolutely.
And he wanted to do what I am doing.
Yep.
And he didn't. And I'm doing it. And now that is a reflection that's everybody that's ever been angry with me on the internet. It's like, oh, how come he gets to be successful? And it's like, I don't like, if you're here, another person's here, you become up here.
Mm-hmm.
They hate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've experienced that.
Absolutely.
So have I.
I mean, my mom told me that she ran into one of my close friend, childhood friends' mothers in a grocery store.
Yeah.
And she said, I heard Derek's doing really well. And then she goes, it blows my mind that people can make a living telling jokes.
So disrespectful.
Unbelievable.
Dude. That's just so
disrespectful. It blows my mind that people can make a living telling jokes.
Which is, what does she mean by that?
Well,
I know your son and he...
Well, Southerners, especially with comedy, they don't understand how we're making a living or how you could raise a family as a comedian.
Yeah,
like,
you're
supposed to be part of the union.
Yeah,
and don't you have to eat lunch in a break room?
We all have to get up on Monday morning at 7:30 and go to a place and sit in traffic, and you don't?
Yeah. And I feel the same way about them.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to make your money by doing Tupperware parties and selling.
Okay, wow.
You know, I'm just saying, like, I mean, I don't really feel that way, but when I hear that, that's how I feel. Why would you say anything about anybody the way you might have to edit that, or there's going to be a lot of fans talking about how much. Because I love Tupperware. I got to be honest with you. Big leftovers guy. Big leftovers guy. But no, I mean, seriously, a lot of Southerners.
You're right, though.
We don't grow up dreaming of being comedians in the South necessarily.
Yeah.
But as maybe some people do in bigger cities. But yeah, that's rude.
From where you came from, the city or the people don't do that.
Harvest, Alabama doesn't produce comedians.
Not too many.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the biggest. How does that feel?
Man, it's unreal.
You're the biggest comedian.
Community of 3,000 people and I'm the king? Are you kidding me?
You're the only comedian ever out of that.
I'm
probably the only comedian out of Lilburn, Georgia.
I guarantee it.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag, but I'm definitely the most successful. A comedian from Lilburn, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. For sure. How many people?
I don't know. A couple.
A couple.
80,000.
Oh, okay.
Look it up. Lilburn, Georgia. Like Lil John, but Lilburn. Lilburn. Population. I mean, I would say 80,000. 12, I grew up my whole life there. 12,000.
You said 80?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought that was a decent size. I was like, 80,000 is a pretty... You might need to see if you are the most successful.
Yeah, I might double check that. Yeah. Look up comedians from Lilburn, Georgia. If I don't pop up, number one, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I hope you don't. That would
best be comedians in Lilburn, Georgia.
I hope it's like some guy with a stage name. You're going to be like, Redneck Ricky.
Let's go! I'm in there. Oh, this feels good. Genres. Well, you know what? We're not going to leave the rest of it alone, but that is me. That's what you can. Let's not get too deep into Google on me, but yeah. All right. But your mom told you that.
Yeah.
And you, that connected with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I know the lady.
But your mom tells you 100 things a day.
Yeah.
Well, and you just.
Yeah, and that didn't make me mad. That more hurt my feelings.
Okay.
Where it's just like, yeah. I mean, come on. Why could you not? Why is that your response? It's like, yeah. It's very passive aggressive where it's like, congratulations. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't. That's, it's kind of like, it's a reflection on her. They're yeah. like, oh, your mind is not big enough that like, I heard something about this internet. I don't think it's going to catch on.
Yeah.
I think it's going to catch on.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know what saying I swore off a long time ago that kind of goes along those lines?
What?
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that is.
Oh.
Like yeah. saying must be nice is like the same kind of backhanded.
My friend Katie says that all the time.
He's so right. He's so right. Must be nice. Is exactly
what
that is.
It's like a dig.
Yeah.
It is.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got a Tesla? Must be nice.
Well, yeah, it's because, once you become a comedian, people don't realize what it takes to get there. So now they just see somebody telling jokes.
Yeah.
And they're like, must be nice.
Yeah. I got a tour bus. Must be nice.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that have gone into the decision to do that.
Unreal.
First of all, if anyone doesn't know, how many people we travel with? Six?
Yeah.
Six. Okay. And there's thousands of people at the show. To get that many people, it takes people.
Yeah.
And so to fly six people and put six people in a hotel is
a ton of work.
No money.
Oh, yeah.
And a tour bus, I'll just tell you, it's $2,500 a day. That's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's not, I rather fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not any kind of flex of any sort. I don't care in the least. But people go, oh, tour bus, huh?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yes.
Must be. Which is saying what?
I mean, they're
saying, oh, okay, we get it. You're doing better than us. Which is never.
Or it's a you got it easy thing.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a, oh, well, must be nice to be you then, man, huh? That sounds great.
First class, must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Which is a little, it's like. I've said this a couple of times where I went to the Morgan Wallen concert, and it was like I just came as a fan. I just like his music.
Yeah.
And we were just watching the show. My buddy Chris had a backstage pass, and I had to go to the bathroom, and he's like, "Don't, if you don't want to walk all the way back up there, all the way up to the mezzanine or whatever, and then go to the bathroom up there. Here, just take my pass, go backstage, go to the bathroom, come back." I went backstage. There's like a bunch of people like just, this is the middle of the show, just chat, like a bunch of like influencers or like record label people are just like,
yeah,
what are you doing here? Just, if you don't want to, just, what are you doing back here? Just trying to get photos or trying to like be like a.
It's for the gram.
Yeah, and I say like I just like being a fan of things. And if somebody else, which my point was, if somebody else was more successful than me, first of all, I don't have any insecurity about other people's success because I feel like I've been blessed to be successful. So that's not an insecurity of mine. But I go, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah,
your job is awesome. Congratulations, you make music for a living. You've been awesome. I love it. And versus like, oh, that guy's successful.
Exactly.
Like what it's a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with, I go, dude, I don't know. I'm great with where I'm at. And I love this versus like people come all the time about like, oh, I didn't have like this access of backstage pass. I only got this one. I go, dude, this is a situation.
It is.
There's nothing back here. There's nothing backstage, but it's cool to walk around like, and I feel like people from that I grew up with that I wouldn't say a lot of them, but some of them will be like, we've talked about this before, be like, well, what time do you go on stage?
Worst question.
And that means
mm-hmm.
what? Say
if
it.
You go on later, you're closer to headlining, I would assume.
Or no. If somebody goes, I'd be like, hey, can I have tickets?
Yeah.
What time's the show? Dude, look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Dude. I went way deeper.
No, you're right though. No, you're right. So somebody goes, what time do you go on? Yeah. Meaning I'll come support you, I guess, but I'm very busy.
I'm going to do the minimum here.
But you just, I go, Derek's on the show. Caleb, you're going to love the show.
Yeah, I always
just
say that too.
be just like it. Or like with me with Morgan, just go. Like, am I going to be backstage? Or like, just I like him. I like watching his. Just come. Mm-hmm. And if not, you're always trying to like, again, not my high school friends, but like people that knew me from prior. Now, not according to me, we're all humans. We're all valuable. But in some ways, I'm up here. And if they say, hey, what time's the show? Like, can you check on my, is there a parking pass? Can I, I got to be out of there by a certain time. They're trying to even it a little bit. And they're like, people that all the time they go, hey, I don't really like follow you, but like someone sent me one of your bits and I just thought it was, I go.
Can you not say that any
different? There's no need.
Yeah.
But I might do that to people. I don't know. Maybe. Hey, I don't really follow you, but like everybody's talking about this bit. So I was like, oh, fine. I'll watch it.
I think it's really, I mean, back to you being like fans of other people. That's a really cool trait to have.
You should be allowed. Everybody should be allowed to be a fan.
I'm fans of a couple people, but I've never been like a crazy fan. I mean, for sports.
Yeah.
I mean, I relate, but it's really cool. You go Morgan Wallen, you go see different artists and you're out there.
You're being
John the fan.
Yes.
You're there to be entertained. It's.
I'm like at a Kenny Chesney concert, just in it.
Yeah.
With everybody. Right. And if you're at Garth Brooks, just go. Or that's I was right. at the Memphis Grizzly game. We're not like, hey, is anyone going to see me here? Or like, I'm annoyed to be here. Or like, let's get out of here. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be here. It's unbelievable.
I agree.
Do we cover everything?
There's one more topic on the docket.
Is this a net positive?
I think we're at a net positive. I think this could even push it over the edge.
I think it could. Net neutral. What else do we have to discuss? One more thing or we get out of here? Oh, dude. You're right, because we said we'd discuss this with Derek.
Yeah.
You can't see the screen.
No, you can't.
What's the deal with the Android, dude?
Oh, man. You know, do they know that I have an iPhone?
What did we say? No. We were talking about group texts.
Yeah.
And then when someone with an Android's in it, it messes up for everybody. Because when that Android person likes it, does it say John Chris liked? It gives you a text?
When the Apple person likes it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like over in this land.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what happens on my phone, which you guys won't even imagine. I don't even know if you can wrap your head around.
Mm-mm.
In a group text, if people send a group text to my Android, I have to download the message. Like, it's like, download this message because it's too big.
Yeah.
So I got to download the message and then it'll pop up.
A text.
I mean,
you have to click a link.
I don't have, you know, when you tell people, there are Androids out there that are really nice and like, I have lots of capabilities. I have a very simple Android.
Oh, you got an old Android.
I got an old Android.
Fair. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Like, if my AA batteries, I have them.
That's not true, but okay.
That's not true. But. But
you
what's
have
crazy
the
is,
Android
is,
of Androids.
Is people get so upset about my Android. I told you what the guy said. I got a message from a guy just yesterday that said, John's screen's cracked and he has way better quality photos. Maybe it's time to get rid of your Android. And first of all, it's like, hey, man, I don't know. Who cares? Like, who cares? My picture, you know what's popular right now is a filter that looks like that you're taking pictures and videos from 1984.
Oh, yeah.
You know who already has that? Okay? And so every time I do a little video, it looks like a homemade, you know, thing from 1994.
Like you put the filter on it.
Yeah.
And people, from the 1800s. Yeah.
But people freak out. I mean, it's like that mountain's just as pretty. Yeah it's a little blurry.
Yeah.
But
right. It's out of focus.
But here's the thing. I have an iPhone 11. That my lady got me for Christmas.
My lady.
But yeah. I'm so scared that iPhone's going to, I'm going to lose stuff from the transfer to Android to the iPhone. I'm just, and I know that's ridiculous, but every time I ask, how would an iPhone change my life any more than the pictures?
It's just like the people driving the cars next to you. They're driving the in and out of their garage 15 times a day.
Yeah.
I go, you have to get one of these. And you go, no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Exactly.
I'm good.
The only thing is that you're right. When people, my green messages show up, they act like they smell like cigarette smoke. But it's like, there's no more judgment. The toughest time to have an Android, and I used to talk about this on stage, was during COVID, like the peak of, because of the barcodes for the menus.
The QRs.
Mm. Yeah, the QRs. I didn't see a menu for 2 years because my phone didn't do the QR thing. So I'd ask people for a hard menu, and in some places they acted like I was saying COVID's not real.
Yeah.
But it's
you want to what? You want to kill grandma? What?
Yeah. And it's just like, no, I can't see y'all's menu. Yeah. I'm at a sushi joint wondering if they have chicken fingers. I can't see. So that was tough, you know?
Yeah, but they put, I said, if someone, if you're an iPhone group message and somebody likes, I was at my parents' house, or we were on family vacation. Somebody sent, it was in the family group. There's 22 people in there.
Yeah.
I liked a photo. And then I saw 22 people. And I called it group text pollution or something. Yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't realize the amount of work I was putting on every single person. This better be good.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. I mean, you got to download a message. I didn't know how to do that. But I always send stuff to you and Caleb.
Yeah.
Was it like that?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you're like, Derek's not responding. And I'm just sitting here waiting for my dial up. I'm like, man, I wonder. Yeah. It's like coming up. I'm like seeing a little bit of the picture develop as it comes up. I'm like, there. Well, he's got decent pants on. And then it goes up to your shirt and then your head.
I wonder you never get my jokes.
Dude.
Like me and Caleb are going back and forth and you're like.
And then I come in an hour later. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. I just got it, John. I wanted to be there while it was live so bad. And I couldn't because
enjoy the message.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to download.
The only thing worse, I guess, if you be that guy with two phones, you don't want to be him.
No, I don't want to be
two
that.
Two phones? That's you've made some poor choices in life.
If you're
carrying two phones, you don't want to do that. All right, dude. Well, I'm feeling good about that. How do you feel about that?
That was a blast.
You got to get to the airport.
I got to get to the airport.
All Derek cares about is how he's going to get from the hotel on Sunday to the airport.
Well, with the no car and
very
the experience
stressed.
With Eric, I get it.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I almost got, I'm going to tell y'all, one time I couldn't get an Uber in Toledo to the airport. And I thought
it
I was going
the whole weekend.
And I've been scarred the ever since. So
if he gets to get an Uber at 4 p.m. or like 4 a.m., he'll wake up Saturday morning at 4 a.m. and see the status of the Ubers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, man.
Well, let me tell you also. Also, here's the thing, too.
I know, dude.
I'm not like a super organized OCD person. And I would like to think that the feeling I get when I get to my gate a couple hours before my flight, it's a warm, fuzzy feeling that I'm going to get on this flight and go home has to be the same as somebody who's just organized their cabinets.
Same type of situation.
Same type of thing. It's very fulfilling and nice feeling.
There,
I'm very relaxed.
You're good to go.
I'm looking right at the lady and on the screen is actually a flight to a different city because my flight's not up yet.
That's what you want to be? I would.
I mean, I don't mind airports. I mean, I don't mind walking around them. Now, no more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I like to be there about 2 hours before my flight. I mean, that's just how I like to do it.
Everybody's different, dude. If I get there and it's, I got to wait, I go, what am I doing?
Oh, let me tell you, people come in panicking.
Yeah.
They go, can I cut in front of you?
And you
cut
go,
it?
Yeah.
No. It just fills me. It just fills me with joy. And I go, look what it's like to be late, Teresa. And I watch them unravel. And I'm going to miss my flight. And I'm like, you are.
Yeah.
You are because you should have been here an hour ago.
They look at you and they go, must be.
I mean,
be
yeah, sure.
It was a little weird.
That's it, baby.
It was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.